I'd like to welcome back Amber, that nickname is Cookie. What have you been up to since we last talked?
Well, I've been continuously recording new music, and I've also, just within the past few months, I was in a singing competition, and it was called The Opening Act. And it was for, you know, songwriters, anybody that was, you know, interested musically in entering it. And that was probably back in June, July, I think the competition started. And I got through 4 successful rounds of that, which was awesome. And it got, I think, my like music, as well as where you could find me on social media, it got a little bit more attention than it was before. And even though I didn't end up, you know, ultimately winning, it still was a very, really cool experience for me. And I think it just got new people listening and channeling into who I am and what I do.
What was your first concert you ever went to, and who did you see?
Honestly, I was thinking about that the other day, and it's really funny because I just saw him on Facebook, and he's doing a live right now as we're doing this interview, but it was Neil McCoy, and he came to our Warren County Fair in Warren, Pennsylvania, which is the area that I'm originally from, and I just remember being, I couldn't have been any more than, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. And I don't know, I thought he was very good. He wasn't bad looking either.
Do you create for yourself or for your fans?
Honestly, I think it's a little bit of both. But I mean, to the core of everything that I do, I always try to pretty much stay true to what I love to do and sounds that I love to hear. And not just the sounds, but I just really, really strive to make it so my lyrics are something that people will never forget. And it's always very heartfelt, whatever I'm writing.
What do you enjoy the most about being a musician?
I think the whole process. I like, you know, when things kind of slow down and then you have time to sit and write and reflect, or, you know, you've had experiences that, you know, you maybe want to write about, and you come up with something new, because I think it's just interesting. You never know exactly what a song is going to turn out like, but just to get that opportunity to write down what you felt, or, you know, something that you saw or a memory that you had, I think it's so interesting with that part of things. But then it's even more adventurous to kind of hear the finished product of something that you wrote and came up with. And then I think it's a lot of fun going out and performing it to see what kind of feedback you get. And when it's, you know, positive and people are like, hey, you know, I really like your stuff, that's awesome. I mean, that it makes all that work that you did beforehand worthwhile.
Yeah, it gives you a boost.
Yes, it does.
Confidence.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to play your track. I just can't give it away.
Down in my grandma's soul, getting
put a lot of feeling in your music.
Yeah, definitely. I love that particular song so very much. I think I believe in all music that I do, but that specific song, I don't know. There's just something about it that hits me right in the heartstrings every time.
What's next for you?
Well, I know that there's this new song that I wrote just a couple months ago that I really want to get in the studio and record. And there's something else that I submitted for in March, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag about what that is, because it would be an amazing opportunity if it actually took fruition, but I just kind of want it to be a surprise if it does fall through. But it's a pretty big deal if I were to be picked for this specific opportunity. But I would definitely leave some hints as to what that is if I move further along with this opportunity. So if you just go to my Facebook, I'll post up, you know, updates and things like that to let you know how things are going with that specific opportunity.
Where can people go and see your music videos and events?
You can go to my YouTube. It's at cookie1122. I'm also on Instagram at cookie16508. I'm on pretty much everything that you could think of, like TikTok, Twitter. If you go to Amber Lee and then Cook, COOKE1, I'm on Twitter. I have a few different accounts that I'm on Twitter, but that's pretty much my main one. And I don't know, I also, what I'll do just to make it easier for everybody to find me, I will post up a link underneath our interview so people can go, and it's basically just a link that takes you to all the socials that I'm on. So it'll be YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Number One Music. So it'll take you everywhere that I am. And before I forget, with Reverb Nation, I'm currently number two for local and regional country acoustic music. On Number One Music, just a few weeks ago, my original Christmas song that I wrote, which I entitled Christmas Time, that was number two. And I also did my own rendition of the Christmas song, and that did pretty well too on the Number One Music charts. And just last month, both of those songs were selected to be submitted to a Spotify a holiday Christmas playlist. So that was pretty cool. So I was in the shuffle with people like Donnie Hathaway, Brenda Lee, and Dan and Shay. So that was pretty cool.
Well, thanks for being on the show tonight. Really enjoyed having you again.
Thank you so much again for having me and interviewing me. It's fun. This is my second time of being on here, and I had fun the first time, and I definitely had fun this time.